Chapter 5. My son, attend to my wisdom. Incline your ear to my understanding, that you may preserve discretion, and that your lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of a strange woman drop honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But in the end she is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps take hold on Sheol, so that she finds not the level path of life. Her ways are unstable, and she knows it not. Now therefore, my sons, listen to me, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Remove your way far from her, and come not near the door of her house, lest you give your honor to others, and your years to the cruel, lest strangers be filled with your strength, and your labors be in the house of a foreigner, and you mourn at your latter end, when your flesh and your body are consumed, and say, how have I hated instruction, and my heart despised reproof? Neither have I obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to them that instructed me. Almost was I completely evil among the assembly and the congregation. Drink waters out of your own cistern, and running waters out of your own well. Should your springs be dispersed abroad in the streams of water in the streets? Let them be for yourself alone, and not for strangers with you. Let your fountains be blessed, and rejoice in the wife of your youth, as a loving hind and a pleasant doe. Let her breast satisfy you at all times, and be you ravished always with her love. For why should you, my son, be ravished with a strange woman, and embrace the bosom of a foreigner? For the ways of the man are before the eyes of Yahweh, and he makes level all his paths. His own iniquities shall take the wicked, and he shall be held with the cords of his sin. He shall die for the lack of instruction, and in the greatness of his folly he shall go astray.